And welcome to Why Golf Opinion Matters. This is the podcast where we celebrate everything about one of the greatest sports on the planet. For those of you who haven't heard about the Why Golf platform before, it's the place to go to find out why golf has such wide-ranging benefits for all of us. If you want to check out everything we have to offer, just head to thisiswhygolf.com. Now, we know we said that our last episode at the AIG Women's Open was the final one of the series, but we just couldn't resist popping along to the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth. Before the main competition got underway, one of the most popular pro-ams of the year took place. Names including Champions League winner Gareth Bale, Spider-Man Tom Holland and presenter Vernon Kay played alongside many of the European Ryder Cup team, and the crowds were huge. We were lucky enough to get inside the ropes, and the first group we caught up with included former England goalkeeper Rachel Brown-Finnis and golf influencer Mia Baker. Rach, great to catch up with you. You've just hit a brilliant shot into the 16th.
Well, I'd like to have been doing that all the way around. That would be completely a falsity. So, but last couple of shots, I'm sort of getting into the groove of it and improving and finally putting some points on the ball for my team.
Oh, amazing. Now, who are you playing with?
Seb Straker, yes. So Ryder Cup, obviously.
Not bad.
Very excited about that. Mia Baker, influencer, golfer, very, very kind of young, athletic and very kind of got a great sort of swing, plays yeah. really well. And Marvin as well, who's an ex-footballer and golfer. So they're really lovely. And we're all actually chipping in, like metaphorically and otherwise.
Well, I love it. I love that. Listen, what's it like playing in front of this crowd here? It's huge.
Yeah, this morning it was, you know, quieter, which it was always going to be. It's brilliant. And I think that's maybe why I'm starting to play well.
Well, listen, I played with you a few years ago in this. You were sensational. Tell us about women's football, how excited you were with the girls reaching the final.
This summer, this last 2 years has been unbelievable. With winning the Euros and the traction that's got off the back of it, viewership, but mainly, you know, people are starting to join in and play, whether it's older women at walking football, young girls starting to play for the first ever time. And I've got, you know, two young children, 7 and 5, and they've never known a time when girls and women don't play football. And for me, that's a massive, massive turning point.
I totally love that. My little girl, who's 7, she said, "Mum, I want to play football," when she was watching the girls on telly. You've got to see it to believe it, haven't you?
You have. And, you know, we've always sort of, or the era that I played in was, you know, girls didn't play football. It was sort of frowned upon. It was certainly dissuaded from doing it, other than my parents. So, you know, very few of us slipped through the net and actually made it, you know, to go on and, you know, do something with it. Whereas nowadays, girls are encouraged to play football. They see those role models on TV, and there's such positive role models, the girls out there playing for the Lionesses. So I'm so proud of where the sport's at. It's been wonderful to be a part of that kind of journey as one of the Lionesses. So yeah, having the job that I do, being able to cover them all around the world, is just the best job in the world.
Oh, Mia Baker's just chipped in. Oh wow, that was incredible. Can we get Mia on camera? So good. Yeah, go on, you go. Mia, can we chat to you quickly? Mia,
I don't even know how that happened.
It was literally just a delicate little flop onto the green. It went in. What was it like with the crowd cheering?
I mean, I've never had any moment like that, really.
That's sensational. What's it like playing with Seb Straker and Rach? And who else have you got? Marvin as well.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. They're so nice. But Seb is just, like, unbelievable.
Oh, he's just, honestly, he's a treat to watch, I know. But here at Wentworth in front of this crowd, is it intimidating at all?
Yes. I mean, it's scary enough when
you've got your ball. Your ball's been thrown back to you. Pick it up.
You know, when you play the first tee at your home course and one person's watching, you feel a bit nervous. Imagine that times 1,000.
Oh, my goodness. You are fabulous. We love seeing that shot. Listen, go and cheer your team on. You don't need to play any more golf. You're on to the 17th.
Thank you.
Can literally hear the energy from the crowd when Mia chipped in. It was absolutely brilliant. Now, after speaking to Rachel and Mia, we doubled back to follow arguably the showpiece fourball that included Rory McIlroy, former footballers Jermaine Genus and Gareth Bale, and Irish businessman and racehorse owner JP McManus. They were all in fine form, and here's what they made of their day at the Pro-Am. Rory, we're walking down the 16th Pro-Am day here at the BMW PGA Championship. Just tell us how important days are like this for you, for those that you're playing with, and the crowd as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I think it's nice to have days like this. It's a bit more of a relaxed version of golf that I'm used to playing most of the time. But yeah. To be out here with JP and Gareth and Jermaine and to have the crowds as well. I think the one thing that's great about this pro-am at the BMW, you know, they get the celebrities out and the sports people, and it, you know, it attracts more people to come out and watch golf rather than just us old boring golfers
Really dull, actually. Really boring. Not at all. I'm just speaking to Jermaine there. He said he's never been so nervous on a first tee. He's playing really well, and Gareth Bale as well.
Yeah, they're playing great. It's been, we're
JP's hit a few good ones too.
JP's hit a few good ones too, a couple of good putts. We're third in the pro-am at the minute with three holes to go. So we've got a chance. But yeah, Gareth and Jermaine have definitely been the stars of the show.
Right, JP's just about to. Is this his birdie putt?
This is a birdie putt. So JP's got a shot a hole. So all he really needs to do is two putt for a net birdie. And that's, so as long as JP gets it on the green, he just needs to two putt and then everything's good.
Oh, what's that stroke like?
Go on.
Oh, he's read it well.
Not pretty, but effective. But it's good.
We'll tell him that later.
Yeah. But yeah. He's got 5 feet there for a par net birdie.
Confident in that length with JP?
Yeah, he's actually not bad from that distance, yeah.
I know you've got a birdie putt as well.
I have.
Yeah,
okay. I actually think the two boys have got it inside me, so I think I need to go and putt.
Okay, go. Cheers, Rory. Gareth, walking off the 16th green here with Rory McIlroy. What's he like playing with Rory McIlroy?
Surreal, but just, yeah, what a cool guy, what a very nice guy. Just makes us feel very comfortable and, yeah, no one needs to know about his golf because it's incredible. So
good. He was waxing lyrical about your golf. What do you play off again?
I'm off one at the moment, so there's a few bad shots in there still, but it's a work in progress.
Where are the bad shots?
They just randomly come sometimes.
What's the strength of your game though?
Probably my short game.
Yeah.
But then I can hit a good drive, but the driver can be a bit dodgy sometimes. So
dodgy.
Yeah, like everyone, it's an amateur thing.
Oh, totally. We're about to go off 17 here, par 5. So we end Wentworth here with two par 5s. You remember here.
Yeah.
What's the top tip for this drive? Don't go left.
Don't miss left, yeah. Give yourself a chance. So,
Give yourself a chance.
It's a hard hole, but it might be gettable in two today, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, we'll hopefully see. Now, tell us about playing in this golfing arena. What's it like in comparison to when you walk out at the Bernabeu or something?
Yeah, a lot more nerve-wracking. You have a little bit of butterflies when you're playing football, but this, I've more fear for people's safety than anything because you never know what could happen. So,
listen, you're really good. We don't need to worry about safety with you, but just the atmosphere here, what's it like?
Literally, incredible turnout. It's literally like a Sunday at a major in a way. It feels just incredible. What the BMW and the European Tour do is...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an incredible job, and you can see this is their like star event.
Yeah, it's really great, isn't it, spreading the word about golf? Because I love golf, you know I love my golf as well, and we're just watching Rory tee off. The sound, I mean, it's just insane, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's been a pleasure to watch him today, honestly.
Amazing.
So I've loved every minute of it.
Listen, you go and tee off. Okay. Thanks, Gareth.
Thank you.
So, Jermaine, drive on 17, hit the trees on the left. Mm. Gareth said not to go left, but you did, but it's bounced back onto the fairway.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you have to earn your luck. Do you know what I mean?
You've played so well already today.
Yeah, I feel like I've earned a bit of luck today, and it was the shot I had to take on. I play with a fade that can turn into a slice. So, you know, right, I saw all these people and I thought, well, I can't hit them, so
no.
I'd rather hit the trees.
Playing in this environment, I mean, you've played on football pitches around the world, some of the greatest football pitches there are. Mm. Coming here to Wentworth, can you compare the nerves?
No, because I know how to play football. This is
slightly uncomfortable, though. But you're a great golfer, though. You're a good amateur golfer.
And I'm enjoying it, and I'm working really hard at it. I think it's just a matter of, like, you know, it's not so much comfort zones, but I played football as a child the same way Rory played golf as a child.
Yeah.
Every single minute of every single day, it's all I did. So you go into kind of, as things get bigger and bigger and bigger, like stadiums get bigger and audiences get bigger, nothing changes. I just walked out onto that tunnel and the pitch was what it was, and you just played the game rather than this occasion, whereas I've came here to play the occasion.
Yes, I hear you.
Is like the best day ever, so that's the difference.
And what an occasion it is. I mean, literally, you've got thousands watching you. And we speak every week on our podcast and about mental health, physical health.
Yeah.
How much has golf helped your mental and physical health over the years?
I mean, post-football in particular, I think getting out kind of... It's the only thing I do in my life. I put my phone in my bag for like 5 hours and just don't do anything.
Is it your go yet? Hold on.
Rory's going to hit, I think. So.
Rory's going to hit. Yeah, it's really important to highlight to everyone who's not involved in the game what you can get, what the benefits are, and it's such a community feel. I'm just going to watch Rory hit. Oh, that move, if we only could replicate it. It's got a little bit left, is it?
I think you might have, yeah.
You can tell, can't you, by the body shape. Jermaine, go on, you hit, thank you.
I'm going to try, thank you. Cheers,
mate. Really not a bad four ball, is it, with McIlroy, Genus, Bale and McManus. Now, if you were lucky enough to be at the Pro-Am event, you might have spotted a couple of Spider-Man onesies in the crowd. And that's because Spider-Man himself, Tom Holland, was competing. And it really was a family affair for the Hollands, with two of Tom's brothers, Sam and Harry, also playing alongside John Rahm, plus his dad, Dominic, and other brother, Patrick, acting as caddies. I caught up with John Rahm himself, dad, Dominic, and two of the Holland brothers, Sam and Harry. John, you are playing with Spider-Man. Are you a Spider-Man fan?
I am. Yes. I am. I've seen all the movies. I like all these Marvel superhero movies as well, yeah. Never comic books. I'm not that deep a fan, but obviously I'm a fan of the movies.
I mean, they're incredible, aren't they? And he does a lot. Tom Holland does a lot of his own stunts, doesn't he?
He does. That's what we were talking about earlier. One of the hardest things, he said, is the stunts. Especially if the first take, it hurts a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pace yourself with it. Yeah.
It's difficult, yeah.
Did you know his dad, Dominic Holland, is a famous comedian? Caddying for Tom, yes. Dominic for years.
I did not. They had to tell me about it.
Well, they're just a very talented family.
They're a very artistic family because it's a lot of creativity that goes into comedy, obviously. If I had to guess, Dad had the hardest job.
Yes.
Yeah, between all of them. I would say Harry and Dad, because directing and film writing seems like it would be a very difficult challenge as well.
Yeah, so we've got Sam, Harry and Tom Holland playing together with you. What's it like coming back here to Wentworth?
It's always a treat to come back. It's a great week. The hospitality is incredible. The city of London's incredible, and the fans couldn't be better. Right? The turnout on a Pro-Am is absolutely fantastic. So it's always a tournament that I want to come back and do and perform on. Right, I've played twice, finished second twice, so hopefully I can give myself a good chance on Sunday again.
Thanks, John. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Here with Dominic Holland.
Hello.
Dom, my goodness, when was I saw you? About 10 years ago.
Many years ago, Di. I'm still at it. Still breeding.
You've got four boys. It's incredible.
I have, and they're all here today playing. Tom, obviously, Tom Holland, and then his little brother, Patrick, is on his bag. I'm caddying for Sam, and he's got a mate caddying for Harry. So all the boys are here playing well. It's a lot of pressure, but they've really enjoyed their day. It's been great fun.
So Tom's on the tee now. How's he playing?
Yeah, Tom's in and out. Yeah, he can hit a super, super ball, but he has a tendency just of late to have a shank.
Oh, no.
And you never know. Well, you can't have him with a driver, but with a pitching wedge, he's dangerous.
Okay.
But he can hit a great ball.
Oh, that sounded great. A lot of fans in the gallery watching. Oh, he's not too
good
short.
Shot. I think that's a good shot, yeah.
Is he happy?
I'm pleased.
Oh, good stuff. What's the camaraderie like between these three?
Fantastic, yeah. They all get on very well. They play a lot together when Tom's home. They all play at the same club. And it places their little tiny boy. Because I was very evangelical about getting them out to play because I love the game. I think it's a smashing game and I want them to play better than I did. And I knew that if they played as a young guys, then they'd have a chance to do what they can do today. And it's lovely. To see them here for my wife and I is really lovely for us.
Oh.
Yeah, because I've played the game for years and I really love the game. And to see the boys playing is better than playing yourself.
Yeah.
For me, anyway. I'd rather stand here and watch than play.
It's funny,
because the scrutiny is too high.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I've got an 11-year-old boy, and I actually prefer watching him than me playing now. Yeah. But listen, do you need to pick up the bag? Right, you get the bag. We'll keep talking. Yeah. But it's such a... The game of golf, it brings people together. Community.
It does. And it's so humbling. It's such a humbling game, because we all know that you can play great golf, and what I find so enticing about the game is that even high handicappers can have magnificent shots within their round, which is what's so enticing about the game, because you can't do what Gareth Bale can do with a football, but you can have a shot as good as the pros here, and that's what the game is so romantic for.
Yeah.
For that reason, and then I love the history, I just love the views, everything about golf is beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. And what about your boys? Are they interested in the history side of things? Are they really getting into it now?
Not, I wouldn't say the history, but they've been so looking forward to playing today. Tom's under a lot of pressure because obviously there's lots of galleries following him, and he hasn't been playing. He's just flown from America a couple of days ago, so he's not in the best of shape in terms of his sleep. But he really has enjoyed today, and playing with John Rahm, you know, he's one of the current Masters champion, former US Open champion.
It's incredible, isn't
it? And I think that's a privilege, because you can't play football with football players, rugby players, but you can play golf.
No.
And obviously you have different tee boxes, and he's such a nice man. I mean, he's so self-effacing given what he's achieved, and very affable, and yeah, it's been a real joy, joy.
And also the sound when he hits the golf ball.
It's definitely...
It's different to the way we hit it, isn't it, Dom?
It's definitely a different sound. And it's a sound we all want to emulate, but we can't get anywhere near.
Because
if we try to hit the ball that hard, then we would collapse. We would never be able to compress the ball like he can. So, yeah. And it's we all watch him on telly every weekend, and we all root him on when he's winning that Masters this year. So, to be out today with him is... He's really lovely. It's a bit intimidating, I've got to be honest, just meeting the guy, you know.
He's got good eye contact, hasn't he? But coming around the corner here on 18 and looking at that amphitheatre, I mean, it's scary to hit into that green, isn't it?
Really scary. And these guys I admire so much, because I've got a few friends who've turned pro, a couple of them are here today. But to play on the tour, how hard it is to do what these guys do under the pressure that they do it. And so I'm so terribly admiring of their, but I'm happier to just watch than play.
Oh, listen, I'm sure you've got a fabulous golf game. I'm going to dash over to it.
That's
Sam,
over there.
I'm going to dash over. You're going to get sacked for your caddying.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to go and grab his
bag. Go on. Thanks, Dom. So Sam, Harry, Tom, Patrick is on Tom's bag.
Yes, so the whole family's here, which is really nice. So it's been a bit of a family day out, which has been fun.
Have you argued at all?
No, we're on the same team, so we've all I think we've dovetailed quite well.
Great.
I didn't have a good hole, Tom's really come in, and then Harry's come in when Tom and I are out, so it's been really fun. I mean, I've had the best day.
Oh, amazing. If it was my family, we'd be arguing.
Listen, well, we do normally argue,
do
but
you?
All the cameras, we've
well, you look amazing.
Be
all
on our
you.
Best behaviour.
It's like the perfect family. But playing into here, I just asked your dad about playing into 18. What's the feeling right now?
Nerves, really. There's lots of people around. But I think I'm going to play sensible and just go short, because I don't think I've got that hero shot that Tom has.
I think
I think I might go short. And then try and get up and down for birdie, I think.
Do you like playing with your brothers?
Yeah, lovely. I mean, we're all really good mates, and playing golf is the best. So.
Who's the best player?
Harry's the best player, then Tom, followed by me.
Okay.
But I think I've kind of hit good form running into this tournament.
We'll let you go and hit your shot. Is it John first?
I think it's John, so we'll we'll let him smoke one, and then I'll learn from him, I guess.
It's lovely to hear, though, that because our podcast is all about golf community, bringing people together, mental health, physical health, and how much has it helped you over the years playing golf?
Yeah. I mean, during COVID lockdowns, we kind of started a game with all of our friends.
Come and talk to us.
So we used to get outside for a few hours, play golf, and we made some really good friendships and great memories, and it's just great for us. I mean, golf is a bit of a release for us, so we love it. It's our hobby.
It's good. It's a release. Harry, you're apparently the best golfer.
Not today.
Out of the family.
Not today, by any means.
Oh, really?
Sam's carrying us today, and this man here.
Just watching John. What's it like playing with John Rahm?
Yeah, it's pretty special to watch up close, and he's better than you could imagine. I know that sounds strange, but he's an incredible golfer and a really nice guy, so it's been a really wonderful round.
Now, do you two ever disagree, though, on the golf course? You two?
We do have. I would say with all of the brothers, we get on very well, and the only time we argue
is
on the golf course.
Is it?
We have massive rows on the golf course, we're very competitive.
Who gets the most feisty?
You know what? It can be any of us. It can be absolutely any of us.
So what's the strength to your game and to Sam's game, would you say?
God, Sam's good at everything, apparently, today.
A bit boring, Sam. You're good at everything.
Normally I'm okay at putting, but again, Sam's just giving me a lesson today, so we need a big finish here.
What was your top tip?
I don't know. I just think I've gotten lucky today, to be honest. It's just all kind of come together.
In case you were wondering, Spider-Man and his brothers are very handy golfers. They are simply excellent. As the morning groups were coming in, the afternoon groups were getting ready to go out, and that included both presenter Vernon Kay and Hollywood star Catherine Newton. She hits the ball a mile. Here's what they made of the occasion at Wentworth. Here with Vernon Kay on the putting green. First tee over here, Vern, but you're off the seventh?
We're off the seventh today. And actually, the putting green here brings back a lot of bad memories for me, because the first time I played in this pro-am, we were stood on the first tee, and I snapped hooked one. And Henrik Stenson was stood on the far end of the putting green, and it ended up on the tennis courts, and it nearly killed him. It must have been a foot. It was about 8 or 9 years. Yeah, 8 years ago, something like that.
It's still haunting it's you still to this day.
To be honest with you, even if I'm sat on a beach reading a lovely book, drinking a cocktail, I still think of the fact that I could have killed Henrik Stenson.
I don't think you're telling me the truth, but I'm going to go with it.
No, it's true. It's true.
Really?
It's true. Honestly, it was really, really bad.
Oh, no.
PTSD.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it cost me a fortune in therapy.
We're going to help with our podcast. We're going to get you through it. Promise you. Okay. Listen, we've been chatting to. I've just dashed from the fairway. It's been with Rory and John Rahm, and I thought, do you know what? I need to speak to Vernon Kay next.
Someone that can't play golf. Yeah.
That wasn't what I was meaning. You're off the seventh. You're playing with Eddie Pepperell, yeah. Which would be great. How's your golf at the moment?
To be honest with you, you've asked me before. I'm going to jinx it now because I've just been on the driving range and it went well.
Okay.
It went well.
You totally jinxed it.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to be horrific
now. I'm going to go back into therapy with the old Henrik Stenson situation.
You and me both.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, but I the thing is with golf is the more relaxed you get, the better you are. The more you think about it, the worse you get.
Yeah.
Which I think if we get deep into the psyche of golf, and you guys know more than anyone, that if you start thinking about your game goes to pot.
Yes.
So it annoys me when people go on the driving range here for the pro-am, and they're on there for like an hour. It's like, guys, it's a practice range. It's not where you're going to bring your coach and go through your systematic golf swing or whatever it's called. Just rip a few and then get on with it. Because if you can't play it, no. Then
totally.
What's the point?
You're trying to find something on the range. Totally. I'm liking the white top. It's very bright. You've obviously used some product to make it so white. You're looking very dapper indeed.
Well,
you are.
I don't suit golf gear. I don't like
why is that?
Sports,
why?
I don't know, but I think there's a niche to be had somewhere. So this is just off the peg reast.
Okay.
And I think it just looks better than a golf gear.
Well, we're doing a video and a podcast as well. For those here, look, can you see the socks? But those who can't see the socks, who are listening to it, they're fire socks.
Yeah.
They don't really go with the outfit, but were they a mistake? I don't know.
No, so you're not down with the kids. You've got a clash these days, Di.
Have you? Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Got a clash.
Got a clash. Okay, I will clash in future.
Yeah.
But just tell us, coming here to Wentworth and playing in this, first off, what has golf done for you over the years in terms of your mental and physical health?
Well, that's good. That's a good question. I think golf's one of those. I fly radio-controlled airplanes. Don't laugh.
It's a delayed response.
Yeah, I know. But I think golf, I get out of that what I get out of golf, because golf is one of those when you walk in your fairways and you've got no form. You're just kind of with, if you're in a great four ball, then that's good for your mental health because there's a bit of chat going along, talking about with the lads about what's going up and what's going down, all that kind of stuff. But I think what I get at golf is that mental relaxation.
Yeah. Switching off.
Switching off, yeah, and concentrating. There's this fella that does this thing called Tea Time Tips. Don't know whether you've heard of him. Handsome fella, very, very attractive. When I walk the fairways or when I'm playing, something always pops up from that podcast or that show. I'm thinking, oh, I remember that. I'll try that.
Yeah.
And that's what I enjoy about golf. Every round that you play is never the same as the last.
Totally. And there's always opportunity to play a different shot. Listen, go and be creative. Go and be imaginative. Do not think of anything out on the golf course.
I won't.
And enjoy your round in your best whites.
Yeah, I'll put my Henrik Stenson trauma to the back of my head and parade
Stop
the fairway
it up.
in my Reese jersey.
you'll be amazing. Thanks, Fern.
Thanks,
Thank
Dan.
You. Catherine, you are stood on the first tier here at Wentworth. Is this your first time at Wentworth?
This is my first time at Wentworth. I can already feel the energy from the crowd. I'm going to try and get this crowd screaming, but they feel a little too British to do that.
We need a little bit of warming up here. We really do. So we need some of your vibe, some of your good energy. But listen, you are an amazing golfer. I've seen you play so many times now, up at St Andrews, at the Open Championship as well, in the celebrity game. You played a lot as a child at college as well. What is it about golf that you love so much?
Well, I just love being outside. I love the confidence it gives you, and I love the people I meet when I'm out on the golf course. They're always the nicest people.
You hit the ball an absolute mile.
Well, sometimes.
Yes, you do.
We'll see, okay? This is the first tee. You'll get your live shot right now.
Listen, you love an audience.
I do, don't you? I do love an audience. I used to be afraid of the audience because I'm like, oh, I got to play so well. But now I realize, like, just play my own game. And I play a lot better when I do that.
Yeah, but first tee, I mean, I can only imagine the nerves right now.
I actually have no nerves. I have none because I realize that it doesn't matter what I do.
Because it's a pro-am.
Because it's a pro-am and it's just fun.
Oh,
yeah,
that's so cool.
It still would be nice to play well here, though. Iconic golf course. I had no idea, like, how beautiful
be like
it is. The castle.
clubhouse?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
This is my home course.
No way.
I live 2 minutes away.
You're so lucky.
Yeah.
I'd be practicing every day if I were you.
Well, I try and sneak it in. I really
come over to Rancho. That's where I hit balls. It's not nice, okay?
Really?
No, but it's where it's available.
Oh, I'm coming over to Rancho.
It's amazing. This is another level.
Enjoy, love.
Thank you.
Catherine is a bundle of energy and joy, and she was right not to be nervous, as she had a brilliant round just after she spoke to us. Maybe we influenced her in some way. So that's what happened when we went down to the BMW PGA Championship Pro-Am a few weeks ago. One thing that regularly came up when I was there was how important that event is to drawing in new crowds to the sport who aren't necessarily out-and-out golf fans. Also, given the range of handicaps on display, it really is a brilliant demonstration about how easily you can play golf with groups of people of different abilities. And there aren't many sports you can say that about. To find out more of the most up-to-date insights and research, just head to thisiswhygolf.com, where there's lots of information on all the benefits that golf has to offer. I really hope you all have a lovely Christmas, and we look forward to bringing you even more content in the new year. Until then, I'm Di Stewart, and it's goodbye. Merry Christmas.